Good morning. This is Abby with your Daily Berlin Briefing for Wednesday, May 23rd, 2018. This week, we at Berlin Briefing are celebrating our first birthday, and we want to celebrate with you. Send us a message with your mailing address via Facebook, Twitter, or to berlinbriefing@gmail.com, and we'll send you stickers for you to help us get the Berlin Briefing word out. Under the motto Future Germany, the AfD wants to walk through the government district in Mitte next Sunday. Up to 10,000 participants are expected, many of them from the Pegida community and the New Right. The club scene in Berlin doesn't like this at all. Some 120 clubs, festivals, and party organizers from the capital have therefore joined an appeal and want to protest against the demonstration of the right-wing populist party under the motto AfD wegblasen, or blasting the AfD away with bass. According to the police spokesman, the party will start at the Invalidenpark in Mitte on Sunday from noon and end around 6 p.m. The aim of the celebration is to crash the march, according to a published appeal. Berlin's club culture is progressive, queer, feminist, anti-racist, and inclusive, write the organizers. Thus, Berlin's club culture is, quote, everything that the Nazis are not and what they hate. The list of signatories to the call has grown steadily since its publication. Most recently, the appeal attracted around 120 supporters, including some of the capital's best-known clubs, such as Kater Blau, Sisyphus, Club de Visionare, and Menschmeier, as well as festivals such as Fusion and the Nation of Gondwana. The state secretary in the Berlin Senate Chancellery, Sasan Chebli of the SPD, commented on the celebration on Facebook with the words, quote, super action against the AfD. I'm on it. Besides the musical resistance, there will be further counter-events to the AfD demo on Sunday. According to the police, 13 counter-demonstrations with several thousand participants have been registered. Under the motto, quote, stop the hatred, stop the AfD, for example, the Alliance Aufstehen gegen Rassismus Berlin wants to demonstrate simultaneously on the Platz der Republik. To piggyback on the story we brought to you yesterday about the lack of rain in the Hauptstadt, the persistently dry weather and summer temperatures lead to an increased risk of forest fires in Berlin. The weather forecast for the coming days gives reason to fear an increasing danger. Meteorologists from the German Weather Service, or the DWD, expect a lot of sun in the next few days. Today, the temperature is expected to rise to 25 degrees Celsius, and only on Thursday, spring clouds and sun should alternate, but it will be staying dry. The Environmental Agency therefore draws attention to the strict ban on smoking and grilling in the forests. If you want to cool off in the shady forest or along the banks of the many waters in the coming days, you must take the following into account. Smoking in or near the forest, for example on the beaches of the Havel and swimming lakes, is forbidden, as is grilling or a campfire in or near the forest. Frequent causes of forest fires are again and again carelessly discarded cigarettes. Dry leaves and branches catch fire very quickly and can set entire forests on fire. The DWD also warns that forest fires not only result in the loss of habitats and recreational landscapes, but also the urban climate and drinking water are being endangered. Of course, anyone who discovers a forest fire or who has accidentally started one should immediately alert the fire brigade. An 80-year-old man suspected of killing his 94-year-old roommate in a senior citizen's home in Berlin has been sent to prison. A police spokeswoman said on Tuesday that the crime was probably due to the suspect's state of health. Among other things, mentally ill and offenders suffering from dementia are accommodated in the correctional system. A night nurse had found the victim, who was bleeding heavily from his head, in his room Saturday evening. According to the police, she then called the fire brigade and police to the retirement home in Dominikusstrasse in Schöneberg. After attempts to resuscitate, the 94-year-old died later in the hospital. To stay updated on local Berlin news every weekday, subscribe to our podcast by visiting berlinbriefing.de, follow us on Twitter and Facebook, or enable our Alexa skill. You can also find us and other Berlin-related podcasts on bearradio.org. And if you like what we are doing, support us by telling your friends, send us feedback, and rate us on iTunes. Berlin Briefing will be back tomorrow. Thanks for listening.